Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here's the punt by Ryan Rako.
Oh, got it.
Ball is blocked.
Got it.
Oh, no. Touch it. The Bengals are going to have the ball.
Oh, no.
You can't touch it when it's blocked beyond the line of scrimmage, and the Bengals are going to have it at the 45.
Oh, somewhere Leon Lett is saying, I'm off the hook.
That's the exact play. Without the snow.
Oh, no. That did not just happen.
That did just happen.
Cowboys Radio Network all over it. The pivotal play in last night's Monday Night Football contest that handed the ball and inside the two-minute warning back to the Cincinnati Bengals, pull off a special teams gaffe by the Dallas Cowboys. And the big takeaway to me is any shot of Mike McCarthy keeping his job or the vibes turning around in Dallas or finishing out on a strong, you know, on a strong note just basically went away last night with that special teams gaffe, because there's nothing to play for. There was this outside shot that maybe they could be a wild card, the last wild card team in the NFC, because the bottom of that conference is so weak. But this is over now, and it's just the long goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. They were actually not in terrible shape to try to steal a wild card spot. So a win would have kept them in that. But let's be honest, Cooper Rush is not a great quarterback. So, like, what do you expect? I mean, how can you – you're going to fire Mike McCarthy off this? Cooper Rush showed, like, eventually became a pumpkin yesterday. He could not throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, which is exactly why I actually do blame McCarthy for this, because why is Cooper Rush throwing the ball 31 times in a tie game?
Because he only threw it like 2 yards at a time. Trey Aikman pointed out he didn't throw a pass longer than 11 yards the entire first half against the worst secondary in the NFL.
Well, you know what else they are? They're not just the worst secondary in the NFL. They're one of the worst run defense teams in the NFL also.
Ran all over him.
Rico Dowdle had 18 carries for 131 yards. He needed to be like 30 carries last night. And I get it. Yeah. You have to pass, set up the run. I understand complimentary football, spare me. But still, they asked Cooper Rush to do way too much yesterday. And they didn't even ask him to do a lot. And it was still way too much.
I don't think that, honestly, they...
They did ask.
I think I could drop back and beat the Bengals quarterbacks. I couldn't believe...
They're not good.
There were so many plays where, like, you got to take advantage of this team. And by the end, I thought the Bengals knew exactly what the Cowboys were going to do. Like, they tried the typical first down handoff, and the like seven Bengals stormed through the line attack. At a certain point, you become predictable. There's so many little plays that Cooper Rush did badly last night, including the interception was a huge play, because I think the Cowboys need to get a lead so they could just run it down their throat all game long. But there was like, did they try one long shot to CeeDee Lamb the entire game? Just throw a ball up in the air. Even a backup quarterback can do that. Give him a 50-50 ball. Give him anything. They did not try anything. They scored 20 points on the Bengals at home. That's terrible.
I would love to know, when was the last time, EJ, can you find this, or Manny or Ray, can you guys find, when was the last time CeeDee Lamb touched the ball in the second half? Because I don't remember him touching the ball in the fourth quarter. Now, granted, they had a field goal. This is the second half drive for the Cowboys. A really nice touchdown drive out of halftime. So yeah, there you go. Made the adjustments. Okay, give Mike McCarthy credit for that one. Then a 13-play field goal drive. Okay, then you're punt three and out, punt four and out. Then you get the special teams debacle, and then you were just furiously trying to get in the end zone with a minute left. You did have timeouts, but again, it's Cooper Rush. How many times is he going to be able to win the game or tie the game for you? That's a big ask. And he got sacked, and it was a disaster.
Yeah. Lou Anarumo said some blitzes at the end that he had no chance against. Like, there was no way Cooper Rush was even getting the ball out on some of those plays. Yeah. I think the run became too predictable. But, I mean, let's forget the actual results of this game. Let's talk big picture.
Okay.
I think there is a concerted effort out of the Cowboys' powers that be to convince us that Mike McCarthy is a good coach and they want to bring him back. I don't know why they want to bring him back, Baggy. I can't exactly explain that, but I just feel like there's enough signs that they are making excuses as an organization and thinking, you know what, he's a good coach, let's bring him back. I'm not saying I agree, but I think he's coming back. I think you're not going to get rid of this guy.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disagree. Yeah. I think what they're trying to do here, which is not typical Cowboys fashion. Typically, Cowboys will, you know, they haven't found a controversy they haven't loved. You know, Jerry Jones loves keeping people on their toes. It was only 2 years ago when Cooper Rush was backing up Dak Prescott 1.0 when he said, hey, maybe Cooper Rush is so good, kind of implied that maybe Dak's job was in jeopardy. You know, Jerry Jones loves this stuff. I just think that he's trying to be, courteous. He's trying to be respectful and not show that the Dallas Cowboys are torching a coach when you still have games to play. And I think this is going to be a clean break. I think that Jerry likes to treat people okay on the way out. Like, he doesn't really fire guys in season. It's very rare. He doesn't like to pay people not to work. And I think this is just the game of kind of public appearances, public facade. And I do think they will make a change at the end of the year. I still do.
Well, Dak came out and supported him last week. We talked about that. And then Troy Aikman was very, very specific last night. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, Troy was like, unless you're getting Bill Belichick, there's nobody whose resume can match Mike McCarthy. And I was actually thinking about the window. The Cowboys have to win now because Jerry's old. I'm going to be blunt about this. Who is the coach that they're going to bring in other than Belichick? I mean, Belichick would be perfect. He would be amazing on this team. But you'd get the sense that Belichick is too bright a star for Jerry Jones to bring in. So I think he's going to want an older coach who he's comfortable with. I just don't see who the replacement is for Mike McCarthy.
Well, I mean, that's to be determined in the process.
There's no process. They never fire their coach. That's the other thing.
Yeah, but they already gave Mike McCarthy the reprieve last year after the Green Bay debacle. And actually, Micah Parsons said after the game last night, this is worse than a playoff loss. He said, this feels worse than a playoff loss. So again, Micah Parsons is not helping out Mike McCarthy there at all, whether he intended it or not, because he said that we had a chance to turn it around. And to be fair, they had been playing. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think honestly, there was very clear out. Mike McCarthy outcoached the heck out of Zach Taylor last night.
Well, that's not hard. You and I think differently about Zach Taylor. That might be true.
We're
talking about another coach who might be a surprise.
That was very clear. Like, the Bengals not winning that game by two touchdowns is totally inexcusable.
You have the discrepancy at quarterback by a power of 10.
Yeah. Because honestly, McCarthy said, all right, I'm going to take the air out of the ball and I'm going to just do a lot of short passing, a lot of running and try and keep this game close and let the Bengals implode. And that strategy kind of worked. They blocked the punt at the end. If they just got one more inch on the ball and the ball kind of goes the other way, they could have easily won that game. It was right there for them. So, and honestly, that was McCarthy mostly.
It would have been a signature win because the last two wins for the Cowboys were the crazy one against the Commanders. You remember that a couple weeks ago? I mean, that game was just bananas. Then they had the bye week, right? And then they played the New York Giants, and the Giants are obviously dreadful. And they beat the Giants by a touchdown.
Right.
And this would have been an amazing, you know, keep the hope alive. And the hope's gone. I mean, this is it. I'm curious for the Cowboy fans at 855-212-4227. Do you think this was the last shot for McCarthy? And listen, I think Cowboy fans have been done with McCarthy for a while.
No, his fans would fire him in 3 seconds. You're right.
And here's the thing. You want to say like, oh, you know, what Troy Aikman said, there's no one with a better resume than Mike McCarthy or what have you. Well, that was true the moment he walked in the door. He had that resume already. What has he done for you? The 12-win seasons? Okay, you want to do regular season stuff? Fantastic. I don't think that's where the bar is for the Cowboys.
I mean, the bar, you're right, it's lower. It's 8-8 because they kept Jason Garrett way below. If Jason Garrett got 12 games, he would have been had a statue outside Jerry World.
Oh, okay, how about this? Can we do this isn't even a show bet that has stakes. Like, I don't even want to eat the tuna jelly or, like, pour barbecue sauce on Perloff's head or anything like that.
I want to.
If Jerry Jones keeps Mike McCarthy, can I finally get in basically the sports equivalent of an amen that Jerry doesn't actually care about winning? All Jerry cares about is giving you hope, Cowboys fans, stringing you along, keeping himself the story, making you think that the Cowboys have a chance. He has Super Bowls that he feels responsible for. He's in the Hall of Fame already. He's a billionaire a million times over. He'll never spend the money that he has in 100 lifetimes. This is not about actually winning a Super Bowl. If he keeps Mike McCarthy, can I get some backup on what I've been saying about Jerry Jones forever?
Absolutely. But I'm not sure that's exactly the phenomenon going on here. I think this is about Jerry's ego in some weird sense. And I don't know how exactly he's convinced.
It's always about Jerry's ego.
I think he's convinced himself that I'm some sort of genius team builder. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I was thinking about this last night. Is he really, at this age, making the decisions?
I mean, you say that, but then...
Not McCarthy's. I'm like, is he drafting the third round guy? I just don't know anymore. I think somebody else is running the team. Might be Steven.
Okay, but here's the thing. Even if he's not in the, you know, grinding tape on Iowa State, the offensive lineman, here's the thing he does do. I think he did control the timeline of when they gave Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb contracts. I 100% agree with that. And I do think he has a lot of say over the head coach. I think he is deciding the head coach.
Totally. But he's 82. Like, I just think that maybe he's slightly pulled back on some of this.
Listen,
I think that there are other voices that are getting more, in his family probably, they're getting more and more power, and it'll probably be even more this offseason.
I get it. Our friend Diana Rossini was asked a funny question by her friends at the Dan Le Batard show about what does Jerry Jones smell like, and she said he smells like an old man. I get it. He is an older guy. But here's the thing. I think Robert Kraft is still very much involved in the Patriots day-to-day. I think...
Well, no, yeah, but Kraft has nothing to do with personnel.
But coaching situations.
Like, but Jerry's claiming decisions. That he's like the general manager.
Again, do you think that Dak Prescott could have been signed earlier?
Right.
That was a Jerry thing.
That's true. But there's two jobs for general manager. There's contracts, but the equally important is drafting. And I'm not sure. The other thing, too, is there is this narrative. Let's face it. It's the first time you ever saw that defense all together last night. And it was kind of impressive. I mean, imagine if you had
DeMarion Overshawn left the game with a knee injury. That's not good.
But to see Deron Bland actually, like, shut down T. Higgins, like, whoa, I forgot that guy is kind of awesome. Like, there are definitely pieces. That's why I think I like Troy Aikman's quote saying there's only one man with an impressive enough resume, and that's Bill Belichick. Like, give that defense to Belichick and see what happens.
It's too late. Belichick's probably going to be a Tar Heel.
I know.
We'll get more into that story in more details because I didn't realize how complicated the North Carolina situation is. But then we'll get to that in a minute.
I just think there's a lot of pieces in Dallas, and I agree with you. Like, I would not keep McCarthy. I just want to be very clear. But I do think that there is a chance. Like, it feels like the Cowboys – powers that be are putting this narrative out there that the team's been hurt and he's a good coach and everybody says the locker room loves him. They want him back.
Okay, so I know we're talking big picture here about the Cowboys and after they lost last night in a very dramatic way, but can I go small picture for a second on the actual play, the blocked punt? So it's rare. It's a tricky rule. I know it's not my profession to be a football player, but I get as a fan and a spectator, that is a tricky rule because, first of all, how rare are blocked punts just in general? And then secondly, how rare is it that blocked punts go forward from the line of scrimmage? Usually they're behind the line of scrimmage. You block and everyone's rushing to pick up the ball like it's a wet watermelon or something. But this one was different, so it goes in front of the line of scrimmage. So now it's just like a regular punt where if you touch it, now it's a live ball, right? So, like, now anyone can pick it up, right? And that's the gaffe. You have to know not to touch the ball if it goes forwards from the line of scrimmage, if it's on a punt or field goal, famously with Leon Lett, as you heard the guys from Dallas talking about. So is that also not coaching?
Yeah, I mean, but that guy just got there, too. It's not McCarthy. First of all, they're the most famous special teams coach, and it's on Fassel. If that mistake, you're going to blame McCarthy because of that?
No, I'm not blaming McCarthy necessarily. I'm blaming the coaching. And I feel like you'd blame the coaching, just like whether it's Bones Fassel or whether it's whoever. It's just like that. Generally, that stuff does fall on the player, no doubt. He's got to know. He just came back from IR, as you mentioned. So he's probably just trying to make a play. Like, I actually feel for guys in that spot. But because you're like, you see the ball. It's like, see ball, get ball. And you don't realize you just basically blew the game for your team. But is that not also not coaching? Yeah. We're talking about Mike McCarthy. We're talking about why they lost last night was because of that play.
I mean, totally true. But, I mean, I think if you come to the offseason, you're looking at the decision, Mike McCarthy versus someone else, Jerry could convince himself that is not a problem. I mean, Belichick had the Patriots in Belichick's last season probably made 50 mistakes like that. They had 100 special teams mistakes because he lost total control of the team.
Okay, but how many? But see, that's the thing. Yeah. To judge Belichick on the last 2 years of New England is kind of doing a disservice to him. That's disrespect.
I think that how do you know when he comes to the new team that it's not going to be more like that? I mean, you don't know.
Well, you got all the 18 years before that or 20 years before that of evidence that he is running a buttoned-up operation.
Right, but he won't have his players. He'll be playing with somebody else's groceries. He might need a while to unknucklehead the Cowboys.
To be honest, though, these players might have more talent than the guys that he was drafting New England at the end.
Yeah, so, I mean, this current team of Cowboys, honestly, you know what's so funny about this team? If you look at, if you put Dak Prescott in for Cooper Rush, this season kind of turned around. They were so hurt on defense. I mean, it's been the narrative of the season, but without a doubt. They're kind of like, you can't lose all. You can't have Parsons not in, DeMarcus Lawrence not in, lose Sam Williams in the beginning, lose Deron Bland in the beginning. Like, obviously, like, there's going to be an injury excuse, and it's a legitimate excuse. Just like the Niners, you could say Shanahan's special teams are a hot mess.
And you've been calling for him to fire the special teams coordinator since like week four.
But if they were healthy all season long, they would have been good enough to just completely overcome that and steamroll teams. But, you know, when McCaffrey's not there, then you're going to be in a lot of close games like the Cowboys were last night, and you're going to make mistakes. I feel bad for Mike McCarthy because he had the inferior team last night. He almost figured out a way to get out of there with a W.
855-212-4227. Let's do it. Let's hit the calls early and often. Mirren's in Dallas. Mirren, what's the vibes today?
Hey, you said it's Myron. Did you say
Myron? Oh, Myron. I'm sorry about that. Myron, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well today. How are you guys doing there?
We're doing great. How are people feeling today?
Well, we wanted McCarthy out last year, to be candid with you, as far as the coaching. But at the same token, he's really not the problem. Anybody that's been watching the Cowboys for the last 20 years know it's Jerry Jones.
Yep.
Jerry Jones needs to just come from behind the veil, come from behind the curtain, put on his coaching hat, put on his jacket, and just go down and start coaching.
Just finish the job, Myron. I agree with you. Like, let's stop keeping up this facade, you know? Just put Jerry on the sideline with a headset.
All right, boys, we're going to run the wing tee here. It's like I did back in Arkansas
back in
with Jimmy
Arkansas
Johnson.
Day.
Yeah.
Now, I do blame McCarthy on the play calling. I mean, for the first time, we saw the running back really do what he could have been doing all year if, again, Jerry wasn't stepping in and having Zeke be the featured back when we all know, you know, Zeke's best days are behind him, not in front of him.
You think that Jerry was meddling to get Zeke? I mean, listen, to be fair, Zeke Elliott got benched earlier this season because he wasn't showing up to meetings, and I mean, it's been a rough one for Zeke Elliott.
Zeke got in last night, and you could tell the coaching staff couldn't wait to get him off the field. Like, he had two snaps, and they were terrible. And Dowdle was concussed. I mean, no one has any question about that. They put him back in anyway.
You know, Myron, the other thing, too, is this run game last night with Dowdle, and thank you for the call, and it's actually an inspired move. Just put Jerry on the sideline. Let's just end the madness. Cincinnati is, as I'm looking at it right now, 23rd ranked rush defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't run over Cincinnati.
Well, I mean, listen, they sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying they kind of did.
But they needed two more.
I don't think they had any more opportunities to run. Like, they, at the end, the Bengals started loading the box, so it'd be, they'd run Dowdle right in the line at second and 10. You got to throw at that point, right?
But don't you think that, it, like, again, I'd love to know, when was the last time that CeeDee Lamb had a touch in the second half? I feel like I didn't see him through the most of the fourth quarter.
No, I don't know why. They should have put some air under the ball and just let CeeDee go to work, because the Bengals are bad against the rush. They're bad against the pass, too.
Dennis is in Syracuse. Yeah, except for Trey Hendrickson, who's like a beast.
Yeah, I've never seen a more one-man defense in my life. This is such a, like, no one knows anyone on the Bengals defense except Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's up, Dennis?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, glad to talk to you. Hey, as the certified Cowboy hater, I love this going on, you know? I can't stand how pompous Cowboy fans are to begin with, and then their owner, who thinks he rules the world. But in the real world, I agree, they need a new coach. But the other thing that I'm looking at is, why do they not play Trey Lance? They trade for him a year or so ago, and he sits on the bench. Now, wasn't he a highly rated quarterback coming out of college?
Yeah, I mean, Trey Lance was always the great mystery, Dennis. Yeah. And I love Dennis. This is a true sports fan. Thank you for making the call. Hate the Cowboys, hate their fans, think they're pompous, all that. But here's some advice for you. Let me help you out with something. Let's get Trey Lance in the game, see what he has. You know, to be honest, with four games left, he's absolutely right. Trey Lance should be starting when the Cowboys go to Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, no, well, I think Cooper Rush was good enough to get them to the playoffs, so I think they had a very good reason to go with Cooper Rush. Last night, there was just a couple plays. Cooper really did not look great on certain plays. I think Aikman pointed out, like, he was rushing it a lot. Like, if he just calmed down and done the Cooper Rush, like, 10-yard pass, then he would have been in much better shape. Now, I don't think Lance would have taken the good playoffs either. Like, do you think Trey Lance could have saved the season?
No, but I know what Cooper Rush is, and now that the playoffs are going to be beyond a pipe dream, you should see Trey Lance. Okay, we got to take a quick break. I see you guys on the phones, but can I do a trivia question as we head into the break, and I'll give you the answer on the other side? Can we do a no Googling?
Sure.
Honor code here between everyone on the show and everyone listening to the show. Okay, here's a trivia question for you. Which notable Super Bowl winning, I might have just given it away, but what Super Bowl winning head coach was on the field for the infamous Leon Lett play 30 years ago? So Thanksgiving, Leon Lett, they blocked the field goal. It's Miami playing Dallas, obviously, in Dallas in the snow on Thanksgiving. Miami's lining up.
Wait, sorry, on the field, you play like a player?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The field. Miami's lining up to kick the field goal. The field goal gets blocked. Everyone's saying, don't touch it, don't touch it. Here comes Leon Lett, like a Mack truck, comes in, touches the ball, hands it to Miami right at the one-yard line. They kick a field goal.
Dan Campbell?
Well, wait up. I said Super Bowl winning. I'm going to give you the answer
Super Bowl
on the other side of the break. Which notable and Super Bowl winning head coach was on the field as a player during that infamous play?
Gotcha.
No Googling. Don't look it up.
Super Bowl winning. So Dan Campbell is winning Super Bowl as a coach.
As a coach.
Wow.
I'll give you the answer on the other side.
Oh, I know,
NNP trivia on this Tuesday. Don't move. Prize Picks, Prize Picks. We absolutely love Prize Picks, especially this time of year. Make the holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks. It's the best place to get real money action when you watch your favorite sports. Now, we've already told you about the 10 million members, the $1 billion of winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. Now, though, something new, Perloff, for the holiday season. Prize Picks is giving away two free picks in December. They're giving away $30 million+ in rewards. And, of course, they're calling it Picksmas.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Yesterday, I got an alert. Hey, you haven't made your prize picks yet. Got in right on the game. Totally enjoyed the game even more, especially because I won. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app. You can play it in 40-plus states, including California and Texas. You download the Prize Picks app and use the code MNP to get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
right, we're back on Maggie and Perloff show. Maggie had a real banger of a trivia question to go out in the last segment. I immediately guessed the wrong answer because I wasn't fully... Well, you said super... Do you want to give the question again? There was a little hint that I totally blew over.
Okay, so here's the trivia question off of the Dallas Cowboys loss last night. If you weren't watching, tie game with the Cincinnati Bengals. First play inside the two-minute warning. It's a punt that is blocked by the Cowboys. You're thinking, here you go. You get a great game-changing play.
Here we go.
Dak Prescott voice, here we go. And because it was blocked but went beyond the line of scrimmage, now it's just like any other punt. So what happened was a Cowboys player touched it, then a Bengals player touched it next, so it was Bengals ball. This is a tricky special teams thing, and the Cowboys player clearly didn't understand it. So it is obviously shades of Leon Lett. Now, right. Leon Lett was 30 years ago on Thanksgiving, and that was a field goal attempt. My trivia question was, what Super Bowl winning head coach was on the field during the Leon Lett, the infamous Leon Lett play? Who was on the field as a player?
Okay, can I not give my answer but tell you my thought process for 2 seconds here?
Sure. No Googling.
So I was thinking about Super Bowl winning coaches. Now, we know Andy Reid just dominated punt, pass, and kick as a young man. But as I recall, he never made the NFL. So he could not have been on the field, although he was way bigger than everyone at the time. So that knocks out Andy Reid. And we know Bill Belichick was not an NFL player. So now there's only like three other coaches on earth who won Super Bowls. So it's got to be one guy.
Yeah. So we're going to wait just a second.
Yeah. But Sean Payton played in the NFL, by the way, as a scab for the Eagles.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He was in the 1987 strike shortened season. And then I'm just trying to think of there are not that many NFL head coaches who won Super Bowls and played in the NFL. There's only one that comes to mind. I don't even think I have it right because I don't remember him being on either of those teams.
855-212-4227.
Has anybody else figured it out?
Wait.
I'm not saying give it up. Has anyone got the answer?
We're waiting on some very, very important sound.
Yeah, we've figured it out because of the sound.
You guys, the Leon Lett play is, I remember where I was.
That's my play. To me, that's better than the Super Bowl gaffe. It's so funny to me.
I'm trying to picture I'm actually having this image in my head of the play, and I remember there was an old man wearing pads on the side. Was that Tom Coughlin?
Red cheeks and everything.
Yeah. Tom Coughlin was 27, looked like he was 72.
Let's go to EJ in Dallas. EJ, and we'll get you the answer to the trivia question in just one moment, but EJ, who you blaming for last night? Who you blaming for this bad Cowboy season?
GM / coach Jerry Jones.
Yep. Well, we had a caller earlier who said he should just coach the team.
Exactly. Everybody want to blame Dak. Everybody want to blame Mike McCarthy, who been here for 30 years, who fired the back-to-back Super Bowl winning coach and said he can get 500 coaches to win a Super Bowl. Well, he getting close to 500, and it ain't no Super Bowl.
You're so right. EJ, they've been looking for, outside of Parcells, obviously, they've been looking for their guy ever since.
Everybody else has been yes-man coaches. Jerry just need to be the owner, stay up in the press box, cancel the Jerry Jones TV show, radio show, keep his behind up in the press box, and then bring in a real coach. Let somebody else get some credit. He the GM. He the coach. Mike McCarthy sit there on the press conference over in the corner like he in timeout. Jerry, what's your team going to do? Jerry, won't y'all ask the coach what the team going to do?
EJ, it's fair. It's spot on. It's what everyone's thinking. Everyone's just a puppet for Jerry.
The thing is, if you think about their options, if Belichick and Vrabel, they don't hire one of those two guys, then you're into the great unknown. I just think if they can't get those two guys, if they're not going, then they might as well bring back McCarthy. They're not hiring Ben Johnson to take over the Cowboys. Like, he needs an established coach right there. I know how he thinks. Like, he wants an older guy who he's comfortable with, who he can talk to. I think he likes having McCarthy around.
All right, here's the answer to the trivia question. Which Super Bowl winning head coach was on the field during the infamous Leon Lett Thanksgiving play?
40 yards. Doug Peterson to hold. Blocked. The Cowboys will win.
ball, and then the Dolphins went on and recovered it.
It's on the 1 yard line. It's not in the end zone. It's in the 1 yard line.
There wow. you go. Doug Peterson was the holder for, what's his name? Pete Stojanovic. Remember him? Sure, we all do. Manny, you weren't born yet on November 25th, 1993. EJ, you probably weren't born yet either.
Well, one thing about that play, though.
No, I was 1991. I'm good.
Okay.
Lett was wild. It's a totally different play. Like last night's play, the guy was in a bunch of traffic and everything was going on. Lett was just alone with the football.
Well, it's everyone so was awesome. Saying, don't touch it, don't touch it. And Leon Lett comes in like the Kool-Aid man, just breaks through the wall, like, bah.
Yeah. And by the way, the funny thing is, too, I was watching that punt. I'm like, somebody's got to pick this up and run it into the end zone because I didn't trust Cooper Rush to get 3 yards at that point in the game. He hadn't done a thing. Like the Bengals had figured out Cooper Rush. That block punt could have gone so much better. It really could have been the game right there. What if they scoop it up and run in the end zone and the Cowboys win and they're still in the playoff hunt? That's got to kill you.
It does. And I think that's why Micah Parsons was like inconsolable last night. And also, I think that's why Cowboy fans, like, enough is enough. Things aren't changing. It's not, and I know Dak's not there, but to be honest, you guys were getting blown out when Dak was there because the defense was so bad. So.
Yeah, but then the defense got healthy. I mean, they're clearly a better team with Dak Prescott. Like, they win last night with Dak. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, Cooper Rush, by the way, looked really bad for even him last night. I've been a consistent Cooper Rush defender. Why are they throwing all those plays out where he has to thread the ball out to the wing on a 9 yard pass? He should have been pick six about five times.
I said they asked him to do too much last night. They were asking him to make very complicated throws, or it was way above his head.
But they weren't down the field. They were right by the line of scrimmage, and they were like 6 yard passes because McCarthy was so terrified of giving the ball back to Joe Burrow that he tried to just bleed the game out. Kind of worked, but anyway.
Let's get to Bogus has got headlines. Anyway, that's the answer to the trivia question. Thank you guys for hustling on that. Doug Peterson was on the field during the infamous Leon Lett play, Thanksgiving 1993. What's up, folks?
Headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. Football season's heating up, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. So the Cowboys messed up this block punt last night. Had they just left the ball alone, they would have had possession in a tie game with 2 minutes left with a chance to win. Instead, the Bengals got the ball and the win.
Shotgun snap, five-man rush, line drive throw near side. It's caught by Chase, 30. Sideline, 20. Chase to the 10. 5. Touchdown! The Bengals have got a touchdown pass. Joe Burrow on the play. A 40-yard strike to the incomparable Jamar Chase. And the Bengals have taken a lead.
That's Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Jamar Chase caught 14 passes for 177 yards and 2 scores, including that 40-yard winner with 61 seconds left.
Me and Joe was on the same page. That goes back to the New Orleans game, same play. You know, we both was on the same page, running, throwing it on my inside shoulder so I could turn upfield and make a run at the catch. And just good job by him giving me an opportunity to make a play.
Chase and the Bengals snapping a 3-game skid with this 27-20 win in Dallas on Monday Night Football. Both teams 5-8 this morning. The Cowboys also dealing with an apparently serious right knee injury for DeMarvion Overshown. Panthers rookie running back Jonathan Brooks has torn his right ACL for the second time in 13 months, and Saints QB Derek Carr might be done for the season after hurting his left hand against the Giants on Sunday. Like former Giant Daniel Jones, Carr has one of those $30 million injury guarantees for next season, so New Orleans can't run the risk of him failing an off-season physical. Duke QB Malik Murphy is returning to the transfer portal after throwing a school-record 26 touchdowns in a 9-3 season. And Travis Hunter, Ashton Gentry, Dylan Gabriel, and Cam Ward will be in New York Saturday as Heisman finalists. Just one game in the NBA last night, the Raptors losing at home 113-108, despite 30 points from R.J. Barrett. It is not Juan Soto.
He's so good.
But the Detroit Tigers, welcome back, Manny. The Tigers do land veteran righty Alex Cobb. He missed most of last season following hip surgery last October, but was back in time to start a playoff game for the Guardians. In hockey last night, Connor Bedard in Chicago kept the Rangers struggling 2-1 at the Garden. New York has now dropped 8 of 10. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Bogish. We will get Manny's one highlight from his weekend in Buffalo.
There was one?
We're going to come up with one. I don't know if there's a top five.
I got a top one. I got a picture of sad Manny drinking alcohol at 10 yesterday morning, drowning his baseball sorrows in the airport. It's my new home screen.
It's your new wallpaper. Yeah. Just sad Manny because his Yankees blew it. Blew it.
Yeah.
855-212-4227. Today's about another equally at times unlikable team, the Dallas Cowboys. Yankees, Cowboys. Same.
Throw some Duke basketball in there later.
I was going to say, when you brought up Duke, I was like, what is this, the evil empire?
What time are we talking Lakers?
Boy, are they in trouble. Trading LeBron? How many more unlikable teams can we talk about? Is there a Manchester United takes that we need to get off tonight?
How about the Phillies?
Well, we do have Eagles for you. That's I don't know if it's the true. Same. We got close drama enough. With the Eagles. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, was this the last gasp for him to save his job? Perloff thinks he could still be safe. I think he's definitely out the door at 855-212-4227. We also have some drama with the 49ers. Stop me if you've heard that this season.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We'll get to it next. Get to the 49ers in just a moment, but I just want to read you this headline from SF Gate. Perloff, you're familiar with that publication?
Yeah, it's a website for the Chronicle and other papers.
Debo Samuel torches any good vibes the 49ers may have had.
Well, that's hardly a shocking
That's the headline. It's like, all right, I'll bite. I'll read it.
And well, I mean, the Niners can be 15-2, and Debo is 100% miserable at all times. Debo has never gone a season without complaining about something. Like, look at the headline. So this is as predictable a headline as there could possibly be.
Yeah, we'll get to the 49ers in just one moment because, this season continues to crumble. And by the way, they're coming off of a win. Maybe their best one in months. William, though, is in Alabama. We've been talking about the special teams gaffe at the end of the Cowboys-Bengals game from last night. Cowboys player touches a blocked punt that was in front of the line of scrimmage. So ultimately, the Bengals recover. It set them up for a late touchdown. Hey, William, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Maggie?
We're excellent. What's up?
Well, I remember that game back when Leon Lett and his debacle play. And the reason why I remember it is because Leon Lett is from my hometown of Fairhope, Alabama, just on the other side of the Bay of Mobile. He graduated a year ahead of me in my high school. I actually grew up with him. And I watched that game, and the whole town shut down after that game.
Oh, no! That bad, huh?
Oh, it was embarrassing.
What was worse, though, the Leon Lett Thanksgiving game, which is being brought up today because Leon Lett did a similar gaffe, although this was on a field goal attempt, not a punt, on Thanksgiving against the Dolphins back in 93, or the when my one of my all-time favorite Bills, Don Beebe, chased down Leon Lett in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, too. Knocked the ball right out of his hand before he even crossed the goal line. He didn't even know it.
William, thank you for calling. Now, here's the thing where the Cowboy fan gets the last laugh here, is that the Cowboys won that Super Bowl against my Bills.
Yep.
And the game we're talking about, the Thanksgiving game against the Dolphins, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year. So they laugh last.
Would you take a career that was defined by a gaffe, even if you had a great career? Because you were, right, you got three rings. I assume three. I think he was on the third team. And, you know, and like Jackie Smith and the, obviously the Hall of Fame tight end who dropped the touchdown against the Steelers. Like, would you want to be like, would I, if you, I offered you that NFL career, Maggie, you could get five Pro Bowls, but you're going to be known for the biggest gaffe in NFL history.
Oh, that's such a great question. Cause I wonder if you took a casual fan or maybe even somebody, just a younger fan, like someone Manny's age, and you asked them, did Bill Buckner win any World Series?
Oh, he's a great one. Yeah.
Like, you know Bill Buckner from his gaffe of the in the World Series, but what if Bill Buckner had won like two other World Series?
Well, Bill Buckner was a great player back when great players hit 311, never walked, and didn't win anything because they didn't understand sabermetrics. But anyway, that's a little side take. Yeah, I don't want to be Bill Buckner. I would rather be like not as good a player and not known for that gaffe.
But you're right, because Jackie Smith and also Leon Lett, they're kind of the rare example of guys who have these major gaffes that are kind of known even by like a nickname, but they still had lots of success.
C-Webb.
But Chris Webber didn't win a college basketball championship, nor did he win an NBA title.
Yeah, but he was a Hall of Fame level player who's known for his mistake. He was way better than any of the players we're talking. Well, except for Buckner, but yes, Chris Webber's
was the number one overall pick. I get it.
Yeah, he was just a superstar.
But he never won to balance out the timeout.
Right, but he's a perfect example of a great player who's known for a mistake. He's That's actually true. Way better than Leon.
Oh
Leonard.
No, I mean our fans in Sacramento right now, our listeners in Sacramento. I mean Chris Webber's a god up there.
I think he made the Hall of Fame, right?
Of course, definitely. I mean, just with the Fab Five alone, he should make the Hall of Fame.
Right, because basketball, I mean, I don't think he would have made it on NBA, but he made it on the combo.
I bet he's
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I bet if you look back, I bet he's got, I mean, I bet he was in 8-9 All-Star games, C-Webb?
Five-time All-Star.
Okay,
five-time All-NBA.
Same as Reggie Miller.
Yeah,
he had
think
a lot of injuries.
The microfracture surgery. Yeah. If he had gotten hurt or played 10 years later, that would not have killed his career the way it did.
Class of 2021.
Who any other big any other guys who are known more for a gaffe than actually being awesome? By the way, Jackie Smith, when he made the Hall of Fame, I'm like, oh, that guy's a good player. I've watched a million Super Bowl films, so like that was such a big Super Bowl to do it against the Steelers. That's tough.
This would be a great debate for tomorrow, but I don't know if there's enough people. Like Leon Lett, we're talking about that because the Cowboys special team gaffe from last night is shades of Leon Lett. But yeah, Leon Lett actually, listen, there was some personal stuff with Leon Lett too. We're not going to get into that part of it. But this was he's got two big gaffes, but he also has a great career.
Actually, I didn't even know there was personal stuff. But if you're a 90s Cowboy, there's definitely personal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Russell Wilson kind of has...
Yeah. Well, that's another good one. Because he is a Super Bowl champ, but he's got an all-time bad interception in the Super Bowl.
And Pete Carroll kind of combined with that, too.
Yeah, Pete Carroll is an amazing coach. We talk about Belichick getting another job. We don't even no one even has a whiff of Pete Carroll getting another job or a college job or anything like that.
I'm not sure.
Pete Carroll actually won in college.
Yeah, I'm not sure Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are defined by that, though. Certainly, I mean, Carroll won those.
I think Richard Sherman would tell you that they are.
At the Legion of Boom. Yeah.
Or Marshawn Lynch might tell you that they
are. I think, ironically, Carroll's probably known mostly for USC at the end of the day.
Do you think that if Russell Wilson never had this gaffe, he would be seen as the kind of cornball that people describe him as?
Yes. I mean, he's such a cornball.
I don't think so. I
think Unlimited?
He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. I think we have more respect on his name.
I think also, agree with Marshawn Lynch that I think they could have had a dynasty. I think that play and everything around that play, just it broke everything apart. They couldn't all get back together after that.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, no question. He's an interesting one. Because I feel like I don't think anyone thought negatively of Russell Wilson personally or as a player before that play.
He was an all-time great story.
I totally disagree with you guys. We're talking about Bill Buckner and Chris Webber. I just think...
Oh, Russell's is just as bad as those. Ooh. Super Bowl, you're about to win, and he hands the ball, hands a win to Tom Brady. You're about to beat Brady and Belichick, Pearl. This is right up there with the all-time sports gaffes.
But there was nothing dumb about it, though. Like, it wasn't...
It's not the Leon Lett play. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's just Bill Buckner wasn't a gaffe. He misplayed the ball.
So you guys think Bill Buckner and Russell Wilson... Okay, I just don't see it that way at all. I feel like Bill Buckner's gaffe is like, you know, you'll have a TV episode about it.
Well, honestly, I think Buckner's even a little bit more defensible because he was out there hurt.
Also, give Belichick and those guys credit for practicing that play.
I was going to say, I think you probably don't give it as much because you think it's a great play by Butler.
Malcolm Butler.
Whereas, like, it was not a great play by Mookie Wilson.
Yeah, just, it was just a roller up.
Yeah, it was a terrible hit, obviously. You know?
Behind the bag.
So I think that's probably what changes it.
855-212-4227. Rich is in California. Rich, what do you got, sir?
Minnesota Vikings, a gentleman by the name of Jim Marshall.
Yeah.
Desperate need of GPS.
Went to the wrong end zone? Scored the wrong way, right, Jim Marshall? That's what you're talking about?
Ran to the wrong end zone.
It's the funniest. I feel bad. It's the funniest highlight.
But he was a good player, too, right?
Two-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
It's part of the Purple People Eaters. Yeah.
Never won a Super Bowl, got to him. Probably four.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No, not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But he was he had double-digit sack seasons in four of the seasons. He also is like the NFL Iron Man, I think. He never missed a game in like 20 years.
That's amazing. Rich, thank you.
He gets more remembered as that gaffe than being like a guy who played defensive end in the 60s and 70s and never missed a game.
Yeah.
Not only was he a star, he never missed a game, and we still remember him from running the wrong way.
That is, this is not a disrespect to Jim Marshall, but it's always so funny when that happens. You'll see it sometimes in lower levels, like in a basketball court, where all of a sudden someone will inbound the ball in the backcourt. It's like, I got all this space.
we got to play the radio call of that later, because the call is awesome.
The Jim Marshall call?
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. They're like, no, he's going the wrong way. He doesn't know. What's he doing? He just threw the ball in the end zone, but he doesn't realize he ran the wrong way. It's a safety. It's awesome.
Man, have you guys ever also seen the movie Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
No.
Of course, yeah, definitely. I watched it. Wait, the Steve Martin, John Candy movie?
Yeah.
I watched it this weekend.
Right.
I cried at the last scene, as always.
Of course. It's a Thanksgiving movie, right? And they're driving the wrong way on the highway.
So people
are screaming at them, you're going the wrong way. You're going wrong the way. And John Candy looks to Steve Martin and goes, how do they know where we're going? And Steve Martin goes, yeah, how do they know? Then an oncoming truck comes. Anyway, hilarity ensues. 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, major drama in San Francisco. Also major drama with Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles. Oh boy, what's in the water lately? We'll get to that next. MVP.